Parents and educators, have you heard of the Whisper app? I'm Beth from the Smart Social team, and today we're going to tell you what Whisper is and how it works, why students want to use this app. We'll show you some examples of Whisper dangers in the news, why parents and educators should care about Whisper, and we'll share some of our tips for what parents and educators can do to keep your students safer online. So why are we talking about Whisper? From Wired.com, their headline read, "Social apps that go suddenly viral put kids at risk." They said, while parents focus on Facebook and Twitter, children often turn to apps that allow users to remain anonymous, aren't moderated, and that adults have never heard of. So Whisper may not be on your student's phone right now, but when will it be? The more familiar you are with these apps, the better you'll understand the new ones that come up. The Wired article said concerns over these apps largely focus on their anonymity because they let people talk with limited accountability, but they're also risky because they usually become popular by surprise. So we don't want these apps to surprise you if they become popular with your students. So what is the Whisper app? Whisper is an online platform in an app or on their website. Whisper encourages users to share real thoughts and feelings, forge relationships, and engage in conversations on endless variety of topics without identities or profiles. Users create a Whisper by typing their text and selecting either stock photos or videos or uploading their own photos or videos for the background image. To view Whispers from others, users can select to view them from the groups they follow, to view the most popular Whispers, to see what's nearby, or to see what's been the latest posted. When users look at Whispers in the nearby view, they can see how close the other user is. For example, if it's just 1 mile away. The terms of use say users must be at least 13 years of age, and they must have parental supervision until 18 years of age. However, we found that no age verification process existed to start using the app or to browse the website. To see another user's age, gender, and specific location in a chat, users must complete a chat profile with their own information, but there is no verification process that what a user has entered is real. Users can search for groups of interests. For example, specific school groups are connected to a school's GPS location, and users only see these Whispers when they are on school grounds or when they're near enough to school that the app thinks that they're on school grounds. Whisper has community guidelines, and users are warned that Whisper and law enforcement actively monitor the service. The community guidelines are, quote, "Don't be mean, don't be gross, don't use Whisper to break the law." But we ask, what enforcement can they really uphold without user accounts? So what does Whisper marketing tell us it does? First off, they say, express yourself openly and honestly. They show a picture of an iceberg here. The top of it over the water says, what I share with friends. Underneath the water, it says, what I share on Whisper. So they're showing that there's a lot more that people share on Whisper that other people may not ever see outside of the app. They say, connect with others who share your interests with groups. Discover the real world around you and make new friends with chat. So why do students want to use Whisper? First of all, they think they can share pretty much anything anonymously. Sometimes they trust that their anonymous friends are who they say they are and they understand them like no one else does. Students feel that sharing silly posts and messages could be pretty harmless. Students think they are being sneaky to send a Whisper in their school group and that only other students at the school at the time can see it. So here's an example of one Whisper that we found. When I took the screenshot, the person posting this was only 7 miles away from where I was in my home office. The picture is of what looks like a teenager. The text says, "Do you think, am I crazy?" However, we know that anybody can upload a picture or use any of those stock photos. So pretty likely whoever posted this is not this actual girl in the photo. So here's some dangers of Whisper that we've seen in the news recently. The FBI knows that pedophiles are on there. From Forbes.com, their headline said, "How the FBI unmasked a WhatsApp and Whisper user in a pedophile sting." Predators know how to target vulnerable teens on these apps. And even though law enforcement might be watching, it's not a guaranteed protection in every situation. The article said Whisper can provide various information to law enforcement, including location, chat log, timestamps, the content of Whispers, and IP address. Here's a local example. From EastIdahoNews.com, the headline said, "Man says his stupidity and curiosity lead to voyeurism and child porn charges." The article said, according to court documents, the man said he had sexual conversations with more than five underage girls on the Whisper app. Whisper and law enforcement may be watching like they warn you about, but they may not even know the true identity of people who are on there or when a conversation becomes a problem. Here's another article. Promised anonymity isn't true with tracking technology online. From the Washington Post, their headline said, "Secret sharing app Whisper left users' locations, fetishes exposed on the web." The article said, Whisper, the secret sharing app that called itself the safest place on the internet, left years of users' most intimate confessions exposed on the web, tied to their age, location, and other details, raising alarm among cybersecurity researchers that users could have been unmasked or blackmailed. So even when they promise that it's anonymous, they're tracking the data that may not be anonymous in the future. So why should parents care about Whisper? Users can set a PIN for the app, so parents may not be able to access their students' Whispers, even if they can access their phone. Anonymous Whispers can incite bullying and low self-esteem, especially in a targeted group like a specific school or a central location where students are gathered. Without age verification in the app, anyone can pose as a teenager. Here's one example we found. The Whisper image is a heart with some books. The text says, "I want a library like Belle's library." We assume this refers to the Beauty and the Beast movie, and that person really likes libraries. So looking at their chat information and their demographics, it says this user is a 21 to 25-year-old female. However, we really don't know if that is true or not. This all could be a plot to get a younger user interested. They see something that they could connect with that person about, like the books or Beauty and the Beast, and then this user could connect with them outside of these interests. Child predators use app to connect with vulnerable students and build their trust to get them to share anything with them and eventually convince them to send inappropriate photos or meet in person. Encouraging users to post anonymously often encourages teens to post or say things they would not normally say to people they know. While the app has a clean language setting, it is not perfect, and teens may still come across slang words or phrases with inappropriate meanings or inappropriate photos that the app does not yet recognize. What can parents do? First off, ask your student if they or their friends use Whisper and why they feel it is the best app to meet their goals online. With your teen, research other appropriate apps or sources they can use to express their ideas or feelings. Talk with your students about the dangers of talking to strangers, even anonymously online. Remind students to not share personal identification in their Whispers or in their private chats. Do you want to know more to help your students stay safer online? You or your school can sign up for our VIP or very informed membership at smartsocial.com/VIP. VIP members have access to live and on-demand recordings. These courses help you understand the most popular social media tools. We give you walkthroughs of how to use the various app settings of the most popular apps to keep your family safer online. We also give you tips to continue discussions with your students. We also invite you to join our free newsletter. We send out app guides and other important social media safety updates like this one twice a week. You can subscribe at smartsocial.com/newsletter. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review wherever you watched or listened to this podcast. As always, thank you for helping keep your family and mine safer online.